This is my prayer for you. 7 o'clock, almost, a couple minutes to seven. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, laughter to kiss your lips, rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, hugs when spirits sag, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for all eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, faith so you can believe. You know yourself, courage. Patience to accept the truth, love to complete your life. Okay, a good heart. Medication, it's raining out, but not stopping 79th and 80th, showing their love. Whoa! Whoa! Thank you! We're just like, hey, hello. Whoa! The people are just happy to get the outside a little fresh air. Rain or shine. Thanks, still come through on the prayers. Oh! Okay, that's beautiful. Once again, nice community spirit. And we're going to read this one more time, a prayer. Hopefully it's up. This is my prayer for you. Hi, my name is Reverend Paul Slackus, actually. I'm here if anybody needs somebody to talk to. 212-647-1212. And if you have a ceremony you'd like me to officiate, I'm here for that as well. All right. We can do it virtually as a friendship, as for comfort and for smiles and rainbows and laughter and hugs and sunsets to warm your heart, friendships to brighten your being, beauty to for your eyes to see, faith so you can believe, confidence for when you doubt, courage to know yourself, and patience to accept the truth, and love to complete your life. Okay, Jasmine Tang had given that to me. Thank you, Jasmine. And thank you, everybody, for watching. Go to goodnewsplanet.tv. We have thousands of shows. We have hundreds or so on this COVID-19 scenario. We even have potential cures that are worthy of bearing some consideration, okay? Mainly built around heat, 130 degrees or over, like a sauna, okay? And other ways to ingest heat. So that's interesting. That's on there called COVID-19. We have a lot of, well, you know, what the heck? All right, we have here For example, thousands of shows on here. Police returning a lost pocketbook. That was somebody lost it in my own building here, and kind officers came over and checked on the person and brought the pocketbook. This was a fun thing. This horse goes into different senior homes and into rehabilitation centers and makes nice. There's a whole tons of shows on here with our heroes. It's our 3 o'clock. We do a whole live show. That's that prayer. Here's a nice poem. Here's some potential cures. Here's a ophthalmologist talking about. We have here's another show about McDonald's. This is a owner operator. She has 30 plus out in Chicagoland and talks about how they gave free meals for a period of time. Okay, our mission is to find and create and receive life-affirming, thought-provoking, good news, entertainment events. We've been doing this a long time, 21 years. We today showed some of our Peace Day activities that we do on September 21st. And we have a lot of people, what is peace, what is love, what is good news mean to them? Let's see, I think I'm going to go for... they're all good. Anybody and everybody that's ever been on here is good. But this is a time for me. You know, we're putting up CDC, one of the directors of the CDC, talking about cancer and COVID. I will go to this COVID one because it seems like a lot of interest in this, where they're talking about heat in the body. And then here, this podcast over here, that's a sauna scenario. This podcast talks about Chinese, from some cadavers and with some of the things they learned about the disease. And this gentleman talks about heat. You know what? I'm going to take a minute here because many people have asked about this.
This is Dr.
But we're not doctors.
The novel Wuhan coronavirus, now known as SARS-CoV-2. And the disease it causes, COVID-19, have been declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization.
We put this up about 2 months ago, or whatever, a month ago, April,
around the world.
Beginning May.
But this virus has an Achilles heel, an exploitable vulnerability that is shared by most upper respiratory viruses and all other known coronaviruses. They are remarkably fragile. Though they can survive easily for weeks or even months, at temperatures near or below freezing. These viruses die within just a few minutes when exposed to higher air temperatures. Their aversion to heat forces coronaviruses to live and reproduce only within the coolest parts of the body, usually inside the epithelial cells that line our inner nose and sinus cavities. Because these sinuses are located just behind the cheeks and nostrils and around the eye sockets, these cavities are often nearly as cool as the outside air we breathe, at least during the colder months of the year. But when outside temperatures rise, so do our sinus temperatures. Once it gets too warm in there for these viruses to reproduce, they die and quickly disappear. Numerous laboratory studies by leading virologists show that coronavirus is easily killed in less than 15 minutes at just 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. As they slowly heated the virus in the lab, scientists observed the outer viral membrane begin to rupture, and within minutes, it fatally collapsed, unrecognizable, and incapable of causing any further infection. Mild heat application is now regularly used in the production of various medications and vaccines. The very same process could be used with patients by simply raising their sinuses above the kill temperature. The virus dies, symptoms and infectivity stop, and the outbreak is over. This is remarkably easy to do without harm or risk by simply breathing in hot air. Suddenly, the coolest part of the body becomes the warmest part of the body, and any invading viruses almost literally melt. But what about the patient? Can we survive exposure to these temperatures? People are already doing this every day, all over the world. Daytime temperatures in the world's deserts routinely rise above 56 degrees Celsius or 133 degrees Fahrenheit. and millions of people walk into saunas every day with temperatures far above this. Breathing deeply for just a few minutes in any of these hot locations will kill a high percentage of any coronavirus that happens to be invading the upper respiratory system. And a second or third exposure, about an hour apart, will kill the rest. No desert or sauna available? No problem. The common, widely available handheld blow dryer used for drying hair contains a heating element and a fan that instantly deliver forced hot air temperatures that will kill coronavirus even faster, much like a convection oven does. And because you can concentrate heat onto just the infected area of the body, the nose and sinuses, you can safely use this approach even if you already have a fever. This simple cold arrest procedure was first proposed in the book Conquer the Common Cold and Flu, published by Future World Press in 1984. Since then, it's been successfully tested and used in more than 55 countries with an extremely high success rate. Here's what to do. Step one.
Okay, so you can go to the site and see this. This is, and you got to put some water in there. But read through this, check with your doctor. We are not doctors. My doctor said be careful for your mucous membranes. All right, and this podcast I think is worthy of listening to. So in general, is it good news? Yes, it's good news if it works. Would it be good news if everybody had to heat their head a little each day? We brush our teeth. So, I don't know. You know, we're all looking for the cure or the vaccination. And let's continue in that path in life and keep moving forwards. Okay, so thank you very much. I'm going to read one last thing. This is, if I can have it here. Yeah, I do. Good. This is by St. Francis of Assisi. And I know this is faith-based to a degree, except it's life-based as well. These are important things. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Of course, this is however you want to live life. But where there is hatred, let you sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, we like to say also, in due respect of. And there I am. Boy, I did a wedding or two here and there. So, and other different events. So, however I can help you, I'm here, 212-647-1212. And please take a look at this. We also have some memberships and sponsorships and donations. A nonprofit part of us. All right, thank you very much. Have a healthy and a happy weekend, and may it be blessed and be, you know, one more time for this. We'll end the week with this because it's good.
Tell me the one about the rats and they're going to bed.
Oh, my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just what's more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then.
A great realization.
The world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands. They swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, if you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe. And the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing. Some were singing. Some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making. And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Because if you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Exactly. Because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Best bits of my day.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good news, good stuff. It's a good world. It's a one world. And here's the proof. Here's from the planet. And you'll see, no boundaries, no borders. We should all get it together and be part of each other. Not be part, we are part. We have no choice. We are Homo sapiens. And we're connected to the plants, to the peace prayer plant that's flourishing right now, to the animals that are everywhere. There, rubber ducky, there's an animal. Mother Earth, we put these borders, boundaries of separation, in many cases segregation. Okay, so let's though think good news. The good news is we're here and we still can continue to do the good things as most of the world does. Most of the world is kind, loving, caring people, and that's the good thing. And this one says peacefulness. All right, I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for tuning in.